Discovering our extraordinary God in the ordinary things of life. Welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
Can't believe it. Can't believe the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe is already over. We're practically, are we halfway through Advent now? We're close to Christmas now. We're in our second week, of course, of Advent, on our way to Christmas. And what a blessed opportunity this is for me and for you to continue to be renewed in our lives as Christians. And that's why I'm so blessed to be with you today. I'm so blessed and so glad that you and I could spend this time here in St. Joseph's Workshop together. Have to tell you, I have this big warning sign to me inside of my notes. It's a big warning in red, this large text inside of, I have lots of notes in front of me. I got two computer monitors that try and keep me on task when I'm coming in for you today. And this says, be nice. Be nice. He's just a kid. Be nice. And I'm going to take that advice to heart. I mean, I'm always nice, right? I'm always nice. But sometimes my cynicism about the world gets ahead of me, and I'm not always as charitable as I could be. I need to go to confession for that. Believe me, I know. No, this is a story, though, that boggles my mind, or it just makes me, ever since I saw this, read this a few days ago, about the highest paid YouTube star, it's been rolling around in my head. Cecilia knows where I'm going. Cecilia knows exactly what I'm talking about. Are you a fan of Ryan's channel on YouTube? Okay. Okay, yeah, she looked it up. Who do you think is making the most money on YouTube right now? I mean, if I had to stop and think, I don't know, I guess I would have thought those music videos that have, you know, Psy from South Korea, right, who has billions of views on, you know, I guess I'm thinking of music videos that have so many hundreds and hundreds of millions of views. Or maybe like PewDiePie, like the people who are out there streaming, have huge followings, millions of subscribers, right? People with literally billions of views. So when Forbes publishes an article, about the highest paid YouTube stars of 2018, I don't know. I didn't know who would be winning, but I figured I could guess on those, and boy, was I off. Boy, then I saw, of course, Logan Paul and Jake Paul, that's right, I remember those guys. And yeah, PewDiePie was on here, but he was at number 9. Most of these people, I have no idea who they are, which I'm actually kind of proud of, which means I'm not a YouTuber per se. I'm not out there following. I mean, that's okay with me. I'm happy to be ignorant in these things. There was one really cool channel that I discovered called Dude Perfect. I'm not promoting any of these. I'm just saying because I don't know what their values are. This was just one that I could really get behind, like videos of Rube Goldberg machines and trick shots with ping pong balls. And I mean, just hundreds of millions of views that they're making, what, $20 million a year or something doing this. No, the number one channel, the top grossing individual on YouTube is a 7-year-old. No joke, a 7-year-old named Ryan. His parents aren't revealing his last name, which props to them. I'm glad about that. They have a number of channels, in fact, on YouTube, in which they publish lots of different videos. Ryan Toys Review has millions. Hold on, I have some stats here for you. I was looking at 17.4 million subscribers. They have one video that has 1.6 billion with a B views, 26 billion combined views of all of their videos. And it's estimated that he makes $22 million a year, which I'm sure go to his parents, right? And is hopefully going to be, this makes me nervous because you hear all the time about these children exploited and children who are used by their parents. I'm not saying that's what's happening, and I'm certainly hopeful that it's not. His parents seem like very nice people. In the three videos that I watched of them, one of him and coupled with his parents inside of it. This is a channel in which Ryan reviews toys. He gets new toys and he talks about them and he describes them and explains them. And he's 7 years old now, but the show must have started, I don't know, a couple years ago, something. Cecilia might know. She's seems to be like she's read up on this a little bit too. The interesting thing to me about all of this is that it's hard to understand. It's hard to understand for me what this is all about, except there are lots of children watching his channel. Lots of children, maybe parents, and maybe, I mean, maybe just people that like seeing the joy of a child and like seeing a child innocent and unrestrained in his zeal and his excitement for different things. The video that I saw of him, their top viewed video with that 1.6 billion views is him running around a bounce house in his backyard, opening up these large eggs with toys inside of them. And immediately the cynical side of me starts coming out. Somebody is funding this video. Why? Because these are all from movies and they're all from French. All of these toys belong to franchises. It's like, oh yeah, this is definitely what's going on. In fact, The Verge described this channel as, I loved this, a blend of not just this video, but the whole genre, right, of children unboxing toys and opening them, but in particular, maybe Ryan Toys Review. A blend of innocent childhood antics and relentless, overwhelming consumerism. That's very fitting kind of evaluation of this, because part of the reason that this little boy makes so much money is that he has his own toy line at Walmart, and it recently also launched at Target and other distributors. Oh, Amazon, you can get his toys at. The first thing that came to mind when I was reading about this is consumerism and the expectations that we all have about the world and happiness. And if I get more, it will make me happier. If I collect more and if I just have that toy, your toys change over time. I mean, I'm not looking for the wind-up toys that Ryan is opening in his videos, but boy, there are a lot of toys that you and I look for in this world, aren't there? And it distracts us from the pursuit of God. It distracts us from what actually is going to make our heart satisfied. Yeah, consumerism becomes a really big problem, especially in the holiday season. And it can become relentless, right? A relentless and overwhelming consumerism inside of our lives. That was the first angle I was thinking about. But then I started thinking about a different perspective, particularly for so many of you trying to raise godly children, trying to raise your children in the faith and help them focus on the right things. And I started to realize the struggle that you have. I mean, here I am a priest, right? Not realizing that 22 billion views that this channel gets, largely from children, I would imagine. Children that have taken the iPad to their room and are watching little videos about toys and dreaming, almost imagining they could have that toy. Could you imagine? I'm just putting myself, it was hard enough to be detached when you had a Sears catalog at home and you got to see through all the different gadgets you could get. Now, YouTube reviews of this and this boy that has a seemingly unending stream of new toys coming. By the way, they apparently give the vast majority of these toys to charity after they're done, which is nice. I'm glad to hear about that. But it made me realize the challenge you have as parents, the expectations that your children have about the world and about what's going to make them happy and how they view the world. I mean, it just started to hit me as I'm seeing. I never stumbled upon the child side of YouTube before. All the children's videos and reviews and all of that, it was just a strange experience for me. But realizing that maybe your children are being profoundly, deeply affected by this perspective on the world. Here's this little boy who seems so happy, and I hope he is, right? And with parents who seem so great, think he has a couple siblings too that sometimes pop up in his videos. But it changes the world because you're probably not making $22 million a year. I mean, chances are, statistically, when you look at the demographics, the vast majority of people listening to St. Joseph's Workshop are not millionaires. I wish you were. I can't change that myself. But that's not the case, right? Blessed are the poor in heart. Blessed are those who listen to St. Joseph's Workshop, right? Because God hasn't chosen that as part of his divine will for us. And you have to raise your children in a world where this is what they're seeing, where they're comparing themselves to children on YouTube, where they're comparing themselves to a platform, a media platform, and an empire that is making more money than so many other YouTubers out there. And what do you do? I mean, how do you even handle this? I don't even know. Here we go. Here we're going into the holidays, and you have to struggle with this probably every Christmas, right? Trying to make your children happy, but help them also realize what's important. I'm going to pray for you. I will, and I know that will help a little bit. I'm going to pray for you that you fulfill your responsibility as parents and you help your children focus on the right things. Or maybe as grandparents, you're also struggling with this. I think one of the solutions is to not buy into what society says, though. Your children don't need the toy of the month, and your grandchildren don't need to receive every toy that's out there. I know this because you didn't, and look at how you're doing. Well, okay, maybe not. That's not the best criteria. I didn't. Look at how I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I'm just teasing. I didn't, and I'm doing okay. I'm not perfect, right? Yeah, a little bit of trauma in my life, you know, but I'm doing okay. We don't receive everything that we want, and we end up doing okay. We're going to be all right. And maybe we have to help our children see this, that giving them whatever they ask for, giving them all of the toys in the world, giving them whatever we didn't have as children that we thought would make us happy, and now I'm going to pass it on to my children. We have to not let the world inundate us with that mentality, with that perspective. It's, I think, even harder as grandparents. Because as grandparents, you want to spoil your children. You realize that parents have to be the ones to lay down the law, but grandparents love to spoil their grandchildren, right? To sometimes the chagrin of the parents who have to sometimes put the brakes on these things. Even as grandparents, you have to be careful about this. Don't buy into the culture. Don't buy into the extreme consumerism that our world tells us will make us happy. It won't. It won't make us happy. And the more we buy into it, the less happy we are. I mean, that's the sad part about it, right? The more we possess, oftentimes, the less happy we are. So that's why I'm saying I want to be careful about you and your responsibility. I want you to make your children happy. And sometimes getting them a special gift really makes a big difference. And that's a wonderful thing, right? When our children experience the joy, the magic of receiving a gift that we never expected. It's incredible, isn't it? And it's a wonderful experience. But on the other hand, they live in a world that says, well, you should have everything. You should have all the bells and whistles and all the colors and all the latest toys and all the bounce houses and all of this stuff. And that's not what life is about, is it? It's not. Life is about so much more. And we somehow need to help our children realize that this season especially is about a relationship with Christ. And Jesus didn't have those toys. Joseph and Mary didn't have that kind of excess and surplus in their life. You and I, we're going to be all right if we have Jesus in our life and if we have our eyes set on him and set on him alone.